Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now Financial Rights Legal Centre are sending a warning to Indigenous people to try to avoid buy now, pay later services for the back to school run and the last period of holidays when people are running out of money. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Aboriginal Coordinator Amanda Cameron and the second department she's working in, Mob Strong Debt Help. We've got Amanda online. Very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning, how are you? I'm doing good, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So my name's Amanda and I'm Wiradjuri and I currently work at Financial Rights Legal Centre as the Aboriginal Coordinator for Mob Strong Debt Help.
All right, too deadly. How long have you been in that role, Amanda?
About 18 months now.
How are you enjoying it?
Yes, I love it.
Good, 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 good. Now, you're helping our mob regarding financial situations, but your organisation, your company, is putting out a warning to Indigenous people to try and avoid buy now, pay later services for the back-to-school run. So enlighten us, please, about the warning, please.
Yeah, so back-to-school expenses can be hard on everyone, and we are going through a very difficult times with COVID. People are losing their jobs, and financial hardship is becoming more common. So we just want to give a little bit of a warning about buy now, pay later products and how not to get yourself into debt. And if you are, to let you know that we are here to help.
Okay, fantastic. So what are the things to look out for, like overspending or like when they say buy now, pay later, then usually there's an interest on top of that and sometimes it can escalate the cost, yes?
Yeah, so we try to tell people to really look at the overall cost. Don't get too caught up in the first payment option because the first payment option may be a small option, but then you may have other bills leading up in the fortnight that you forget about. So don't overcommit to such a big lump sum. And to check the services, so do they offer interest-free? Do they charge if you miss the payment? Mm. Look out for all of those things as well.
Sure. If they do happen to get in debt, then Financial Rights Legal Centre, Mob Strong, Debt Help are there for them, yep?
Yeah, so I just want to let everyone know that we are here. Myself is Aboriginal and we do have an Aboriginal solicitor and we are nationwide across the country. So we try to say if you do identify yourself as cannot pay it early, give us a call at Mob Strong Debt Help, which is 1-800-808-488. Give us a call. We are here to help. It's all confidential, so no one else will know your business unless you bring a support person with you. And if you feel confident, then we do encourage you to have someone with you, and we will talk with that person with your permission. But the key message is there's no shame in getting in financial hardship and that there is help available.
Okay, fantastic. That number again, please, Amanda.
The
phone number again, please, 1-800.
Oh, the phone number is 1-800-808-488.
808-488?
Oh, I'm so sorry, it's really hard to hear.
Oh, my apologies. Checking that number, 1-800-808-488?
Yeah, so 1-800-808-488.
All right, fantastic. So people can call that number if they've got some financial dramas going on regarding school. This topic is about back to school, but anything outside that, can they still call you regarding a debt situation?
Yeah, so our key message is that if you identify yourself that can't pay any sort of bill up front, give us a call. We also cover debts and insurance issues. So this could be financial hardship around paying the debt, a loan, a car payment. We also do insurances as well. So it covers a range of different situations, and we have financial counsellors and lawyers available to call. To talk to you as well.
Fantastic. Because the thing is like a financial debt can put a lot of pressure on an individual, if not a family, in regard to the stress process. And you're saying that help is there. Reach out and we'll reach back by calling that number, 1-800-808-488.
I'm so sorry, Trevor. I couldn't hear any of that. It was all broken up.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, in regards to any debt situation, some people put a lot of stress on themselves, but
I can't hear anything. I'm so sorry.
Your line is not coming through.
It's all broken up. I don't know if it's a connection.
Okay, Rodio.
Okay, there you came back a little bit better now.
That's a lot better. And I was saying in regard to people out there who are in debt, it sometimes causes a lot of stress on people, but you're saying that you are there to help and support and help with that stress situation, yes?
Yeah, so we do understand that it is a very stressful situation, and also people often associate shame with it as well. And we just want to let people know that there is no shame around this, especially in these COVID-19 hardship times that we all find ourselves in. We are here to help. And as I said, it is confidential, so nobody else will know your business. And
exactly.
We just really want to get the message out that we are here to help you.
Well, that's good to hear. 1-800-808-488 is the number to call. Amanda, thank you very much for sharing and very important information, especially with our mob getting back to school and getting our young ones educated. And it's about not getting in debt about that situation, eh?
Yeah, that is great. Thank you very much for having me.
All the best, Amanda. You take care, sister. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Deadly young there. Amanda Cameron, her name is, Aboriginal coordinator with Financial Rights Legal Centre, and her department there, Mob Strong Debt Help. So there is support there if you are in a financial situation, 1-800-808-488, and about reaching out and getting the support that is there for you. Too deadly. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
River broke the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees. The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. Time has come, a fact's a fact, it belongs to them, let's give it back. How can we dance when our world is turning?
Give it back.
their beds are burning their midnight oil. The Peter Garrett AM, the Honourable Peter Garrett, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So give them Murray a call. Let's have a yarn, your mob. Too deadly. All right, the opening next week, the fifth biannual Yalamundi Festival celebrates First People storytellers. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with Delara Williams, actor-creator, and who's performing at the event on the line. Delara, how are you? Good morning.
Yes. I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program, my sister. First of all, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Oh, yeah, so I'm Wiradjuri and Gumbenga, so mid-north coast of New South Wales, and more inland over the Blue Mountains.
Beautiful, beautiful footprint there.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
My sister, you are performing at the up-and-coming Yalamundi Festival. So tell us a bit of background regarding, well, you as a dancer, a performer, how it all started with you.
Oh, well, for writing. So I'm mainly an actor, and I started acting 10 years ago, and a graduate from the NIDA, so the National Institute of Dramatic Arts.
Yes.
Here in Sydney. And just in the past couple of years, I think I decided to start writing. Because, as you know, as actors, very limited of roles for blackfellas. And I wanted to start going, what else can we do?
Yes.
And what else can we play and have fun with?
Diversify.
Yes, yes. And so that's how I got into it, and I submitted my script to Yalamundi, and they obviously liked it.
Okay. Now, the title of the work is The Lookout. So give us a bit of insight about The Lookout.
So The Lookout, I grew up on the eastern beaches. I grew up on the east coast and near the coastline. And it's based off this one place called, it's a lookout, and everything sort of happens here. And I wanted to have this very lovely sacred space of looking out to the ocean and where you collect your thoughts, which I still do to this day.
Yes.
And it's about these characters, Jack and Mila, and everything that happens at this wonderful place.
And you know what? Everybody's got a place where they go, don't they?
Yeah.
You know? And yours was The Lookout.
Yeah. I still go to, not just at home, but I live still at near the eastern beaches here in Sydney, and I still go to the beach at night just to sort of, it's just a lovely place to be when you want to get away from the city.
Well, fantastic. So you put the story in, you got the A-OK, the thumbs up, to have it at the Yalamundi Festival. So is this your first exposure to your writing, to be exposed like so?
Yes, it is.
Good.
Yes. So there is a lot of nervousness. And
It's meant to be, my sister. It's meant to be.
So I think people know me as an actor in the space, and so this is the first time people get to dive into my mind.
Yeah, which is powerful. And look, as an actor, you act and you play a character to deliver a story. Well, writing can be the same thing, and it just helps people visualize and relate to the story. In this instance, The Lookout, and where they go and what they do to put their mind at ease and to have a focus and step back and have a look at themselves and then jump back into their so-called shell of their body and then move forward with the vision,
that's exactly right. So as much as it's getting such great responses here, there is that how we are, we always doubt ourselves and go, is people lying to me? Trying to be nice?
Don't pee in my pocket. Talk truth here. That's fantastic.
But you know, us blackfellas are always very truthful.
Well, exactly, yeah. We shoot from the hips. We tell it how it is, you know?
That's it.
Some people want to talk forked tongue. No, don't give me the forked tongue. Tell me straight. Hit me between the eyes.
That's right. We can take it.
Yeah, good. So then the acting is still within you. It's on the shelf, so to speak. Now you've taken a writing pathway, yep?
Yeah, especially because I wrote this during, obviously, 2020, where everything shut down for everybody, especially in the arts.
Yeah.
So I was going, well, this gives me a good time to sort of write stories. And so when we come out of this, these restrictions, we can just go take off running and write.
Well, the so-called pandemic has pushed you into another field, hasn't it?
That's it, yeah. Mm. It gave us a chance to go to, wait, what else can I do? And in that time where we don't have work or anything, but how do we keep those creative muscles going when you're sort of locked out in your locked in your room?
Sure, sure, sure. have you shared the lookout with your family?
The only people that read it was like close friends.
Yes, sure.
Family, but this is the first time.
Were they part of the lookout as you were growing up?
No.
No, okay.
Not really, yeah.
So the people from your area who know the lookout and probably have used the lookout as their space would relate, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Like you said, everyone has a very sacred space, so you can even like substitute it with, like there's a tree that you want to go you're sat under, or there's a certain house that you love visiting, or anybody can relate. And I wrote in such a very universal way where you're talking about humanity, or us as black folks, that we have all these deep feelings and thoughts constantly working against us or for us. And that's sort of what the basis of this.
Well, we are spiritual people, aren't we, First Nation people? And it's getting in touch with your spirit, and that's strengthening you as an individual and for your journey of life.
That's exactly right, and that's through this journey, Jack sort of meets a very spiritual woman in that there's this sort of turn of going, who is this, based around who is this woman and why is she here? At these spaces, but what it is, we always try to help each other when we're always down. And it could be a stranger, another black fella that you may never cross paths, but somehow in that moment, they just have one word of wisdom that sort of gets you back on track.
Well, to me, our life is already written. And we're just living that life as each page turns. It's meant to be.
This is what
we were meant to have this yarn.
That's it.
I was meant to give you my bank details and you slipped me 50. That is too deadly, my sister. And so we're from here. Are you going to keep running with writing as well as acting?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Good. I think it's a lot of things that came out of, especially working as an actor, is that as a writer, we get to control our narrative and change the perception of how we are viewed by wider Australia.
Well, when you look at it, it's your story, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's it. And so growing up, especially some role that I've played, could be like the stereotypical of the idea of what black fellas are.
True.
And I just want to turn it on those heads. Say,
yes. This is how we are.
And we also like this. And, you don't know that side.
Well, this could learn. This could lean towards directing a movie or a skit as such, or a stage work, and then you can still act it, but you can direct it instead of playing a part that someone has directed you to play and their assumption of black people.
Last year I had a chance to do assistant directing on a play here in Sydney, which then opened another sort of insight of how to create. So, give me all those titles. I would love to have them next to my names every time I just get introduced.
That is too deadly, my sister. Look, congratulations. So the story can be heard, read at the biennial Yallamundi. That's the fifth one at the Yallamundi Festival there in Sydney,
Yes, so we have that reading, on Friday.
On Friday, 22nd to 23rd January. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, good luck with it all. Thank you for sharing, and keep doing what you're doing, my sister.
Thank you, Trevor. Thank you for having me. Great yarn.
Dallara, all the best to you. Thank you, sis.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Delianda. Della Williams, her name is, actor, creator, now writer, in regard to her writing piece at the 5th Annual Yellow Monday Festival, and that's on the 22nd to 23rd, so do check it out. And her title of her work is called The Lookout, and the description of the story is Jack is trying to deal with crap life throws his way. He lost his job, his scholarship for uni, and now his girlfriend, well, ex-girlfriend, and to get away from it all, Jack decides to head to his favourite spot, The Lookout, the place where he can get away from life's problems, if only for a second, until one night he meets a young woman there. Who is she? All Jack wants to be is alone, but the woman has other plans. So there it is. That's just the start of it. So get into it, you mob. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. National Talk Black, give us a call.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
What's good? Shout out to the homie DJ Darren on this one. Had to get Naka, Jagger RZA. Let's go. Feeling good right now. Titties, First Nations. Let's go. Can never claim to keep a gangster, no need to prove it. Every minute, every second of the way needs a movement. We style it, we do it, we did it, we go. So fresh, I think the English is my second language. But no, I'm certain for them land rights, power to the people. Shoot, that go in and so remain equal. Ha, and they ain't gotta kill my vibe. But real, recognize real when the truth cries. Hey. One for them land rights, two, making vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor. One for them land rights, two, making vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor.
Hey, I let go.
Resume, ticking off the meter, straight to the dance floor, Soca Siva. They realize that we're vibing with indigo, capitalize, and so now we're hitting the centerfold. Anecdote, visualize I'm making in panico. Bucket up a last ride, rap it again and go. Sick, yeah, let's make him wilder with that poly good shoulder shrug, test my style.
want to pay tribute to all the women across this land. We want to say thank you. It's because of you we can.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Strap on. Gather round, people. Let me tell you a story. An 8-year-old story of power and pride. British Lord Rusty and Vincent Glengarry. And men on opposite sides. Vesty was fat with money and muscle. Beef was his business. Broad was his door. Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no bank balance. Hard debt was his floor. From little things, big things grow.
Land, right. triangle.
From little things, big things grow. From little things.
Appeared in the land, and he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. That was the story of Vincent Lynn Gary, but this is the story of something much more.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7.
Yeah, your big yarning circle, give us a call, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call, yarning with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your vehicle, I'm just driving it, and you can have your say and yarn up strong. Otherwise, you can text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987FM. So here we are, 21st century is 2021, and I hope your year is going well, the beginning of the year. We've got school coming up very soon, all that picking in is be going back to school. It's about them getting organised and setting their future and setting their plan of attack for their future. And we need to do our bit, your mob, to make sure that happens. So that's what it's all about. Otherwise, give us a call. Tell us what you're doing with your life, business-wise, study-wise, relationship-wise. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And big shout to all the First Nation radio stations across the country, Daily Black Network, and all our yarn, story, music are happening through this daily network. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to Annie Wilma reading. You can't be serious. I am very serious.
I like to stand my ground,
like the next gal. You think you're better than what do you think I am? You're just a moment in time with a partner in crime until I see you in the light and hear your voice upon the night. Don't be ridiculous, your talk is ludicrous. I came to have some fun, now you brought a gun, so shoot. You look delirious, can take you serious. Give your lies a spin while we let the truth begin. You're claiming amnesty, no, you can't hide it. See no integrity, no, I don't buy it. No mood for trivialities. You want us down on our knees, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
What am I doing here? Don't like the atmosphere. Digging for an ocean, only going through the motions. You think you know it all? You don't know it all. There are things I could teach you that ain't in your speech here. You really like to dance? Now you've had your chance. Anything I can do to get further from you? So here we are, making like a star in a movie, a TV, a CD, a DVD. You're claiming amnesty, no, you can't hide it. See no integrity, no, I don't buy it. No mood for trivialities, you want us down. Serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
You're claiming amnesty. No, you can't. Buy it. No mood for trivialities. You want us down on our knees. You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
I like to stand my ground like the next gal. You think you're better than what do you think I am? You want us down on our knees, you can't be serious.
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 You can't be serious. You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
I'll give us a break.
Ja Boy, JW, yeah.
Why? Tell me why.
Tell me why.
She was my baby.
Yeah, I,
yeah, yeah, yeah. When the sun goes down on my island town, that lonesome feeling comes through my door, and the whole world turns.
low beach shack. Got a table for two, way in the bed. And I sit alone, can't think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of the island moon. So if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. To watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of the island moon. Think of two young lovers running wild and free. Close my eyes, sometimes see you in the shadows. I'm still missing you, baby. I'll tell you how many tears I've sat here and cried. How many lights that I've lied. And I thought, oh yeah, she'll come back someday.
When she got me tell ya I'm not easy. Truly well it's another whole new level. Me feeling the trouble, me heart a bit double them. Can't express the way me a feeling. Land some them no baby fi calling. Me had to go boom bro, hoping no slow. It's feeling me gal is not normal. Wish I could have ticket tock tock the clock. Me better turn him back time just forget you back. No this ain't the real me because you not hearing me. I'm so incomplete.
So if you lose your one and only,
on your mom, it's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Gala yela do de you
Mora ya yela que da me con ella acababa na la mer gualenga mer gualenga
como le guiñe que mo guiñe.
open up my heart, set my spirit free.
Yeah, Deadly Voice of Mitch Tambo there with that beautiful track, Love. To Deadly, that brother, big shout out. Hope you're well. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Squeeze in a call, a yarn. Otherwise, text a brother, 0457-140-550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. We're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and we're housed here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And the host for the program is the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and all my mob, big shout out there, 1 year Gunga leader, Dumiji, Mornington Island, Burketown Way, and my beautiful mother's island, Darnley Island, Arab. Family is Sailor Pit Mob, and my beautiful mother with me is Spirit. So big shout out to all my people, and here's a track with my people, Chris Phillips. Do enjoy.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people.
Yeah, to Delhi, my people, Chris Phillips here. Trendy Trev signing off here with your daily program, National Talk Black. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, 1-800-422-416. So thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic, you mob. Let's not be laxy-daisy. Bide by the rules. Black fella, white fella, next track here. Well, Rumpy Band taking you up to the news. NIRS, Too Deadly.
Across Australia, this is Stephen Clark with the National Indigenous News. The ancient Wollemai pine has been declared an asset of intergenerational significance in New South Wales, bolstering efforts.